forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have an excessive heat warning that remains in effect. Otherwise, sunny skies, upper 90s, heat values as high as 105. Tonight, mostly clear, low is 77. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, we'll see temperatures at 101, heat values as high as 106. For tomorrow night, mostly clear, low near 77, and Friday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 77.
Since 1871, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has delivered on customer expectations of trust, reliability, and service. Generations have relied on the personal touch that our experienced staff provides. If you're establishing an account, seeking a loan, or any of the other financial services that we offer, stop in and visit. We're proud to continue service to the community. The State Bank of Blue Rapids is also innovative, offering the latest in banking practices, including internet banking and online bill payment. Find us online for more details at statebankbr.com. Personal banking, commercial banking, 24/7 banking. We're here for you, the State Bank of Blue Rapids, member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is a Republican stalwart who had a reputation for caution before he helped torpedo the latest Senate GOP plan for overhauling health care. Moran announced his opposition to the measure, along with Utah Senator Mike Lee, a Tea Party favorite. Without enough GOP votes, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell abandoned the bill. Moran was in a national spotlight yesterday. He called on Congress to, quote, start fresh with a more open process, and yesterday endorsed repealing Obama's signature 2010 Affordable Care Act before replacing it. The Archdiocese of Kansas City says an associate pastor at two churches is suspended as state child welfare workers, and the Archdiocese investigate his conduct in a case involving a juvenile. The Archdiocese said yesterday Father Scott Kalal was suspended from public ministry duties after two sources accused him of boundary violations. Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Apparently, the hip thing for businesses to do these days is target millennials. So it may sound sus coming from this baby boomer, but Motel 6 is a V-great place for your squad to stay woke or asleep. The updated rooms are hashtag blessed with contemporary floors, bedding, and flat-screen TVs that are totally on fleek. Plus, their prices are always low AF. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll keep it lit for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation, that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
A Central Kansas 18-year-old has been ordered to spend 4 years in prison for causing a several-vehicle crash that killed one of the other drivers. Salina Journal reports Hunter Burns was sentenced this week to 3 years and 5 months in prison on an involuntary manslaughter count while under the influence and 6 months for aggravated child endangerment. Burns pleaded no contest to both felonies back in May. The judge also ordered Hunter Burns to pay $4,500 in restitution to the family of Diane Boose, the 53-year-old Salina woman fatally injured in the crash in August of last year. An Arkansas City man has entered a plea agreement on sex crimes involving underage girls. 37-year-old Darren Williams Monday pled no contest to one count of rape and 3 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Williams arrested back in February of last year during a controlled traffic stop after a report he was having an inappropriate relationship with an underage girl. While investigating the initial allegation, police identified another victim. Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities say a 16-year-old was killed in a southeast Nebraska collision. That crash reported around 2:30 Monday afternoon on U.S. Highway 159, about 1.5 miles west of Rulo. Authorities say the boy's pickup truck crossed into oncoming traffic and struck a pickup truck, then a trailer it was towing. The boy's been identified as Easton Vonderschmidt, who lived in Rulo. The other driver's been identified as 48-year-old Bob Campbell, also of Rulo. Police in Lincoln say someone stole an assault rifle, a radar gun, and other items after breaking into a Nebraska State Patrol sports utility. The Lincoln Journal Star reports the theft occurred early Sunday when the SUV was parked in a southeast Lincoln residential driveway. A handgun also stolen from a car parked inside the home's garage. No arrest has been reported, and the investigation by authorities is ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350 GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An arrest last Friday near Blue Springs was related to an assault charge earlier this month. A state trooper detained Dennis Burr, age 28, on a warrant obtained after he was involved with a series of incidents July 3rd, in which a 34-year-old woman had reported he was threatening to assault and to kill her. The vehicle she was in reportedly was pushed by Burr into oncoming traffic on U.S. 77. She and another woman in the car were interviewed by authorities responding to that accident, which sent the driver to Beatrice Community Hospital, where she was treated and released. Second-degree assault, terroristic threat, attempt of a felony, committing intentional child abuse, and criminal mischief charges are pending against Dennis Burr. An injury accident was reported July 4th in Washington County. A motorcycle driven by Kyle Scheitler of Washington rear-ended a car driven by Ashley Scheitler, which had struck a deer. Kyle Scheitler was transported by EMS to the Washington County Hospital. Last Wednesday, Washington County Fire Department answered a call of a vehicle on fire at 1494 Rainbow Road. Friday, the Haddam Fire Department responded to a vehicle fire at U.S. 36 and K-22 highways. On Sunday, the Morrillville Fire Department answered a grass fire call at Fox and 16th Roads. Minor injuries were reported Friday in the 300 block of C Street in Washington. Betty Wright of Morrillville struck a building owned by Larry Stoppel with her vehicle. She intended to back out of parking and hit the accelerator in drive. Multiple counterfeit bills have turned up at local businesses of late. According to Marysville Police, at least two incidents of passing fake $100 bills have been reported. If you're suspicious or have anything to report, contact authorities. They can also assist with information as to identifying counterfeit bills. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts was in Endicott Friday touring Endicott Clay Products, which showcased a recent $30 million expansion. He noted a recent award from Site Selection magazine that indicated Nebraska has the most new and expanded business facilities in the country, and he also touted a bill that would help create workforce housing in rural communities. The Marshall County Fair wrapped up last night with a livestock auction and release of exhibits. The Lewinberger family was recognized as Volunteers of the Year during the cake auction and other activities. The Washington County Fair goes into full swing today. The 4-H Horse Show, open class judging, as well as a rocketry show this afternoon, the swine show this evening at 7 are highlight events. Activities continue at Washington County through Saturday. We'll begin live coverage Thursday and Friday afternoons from the Washington County Fair. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Italian chicken, wheat roll, rice pilaf, broccoli and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and applesauce. Wilfred Pete Wassenberg, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary at 10 a.m. Burial of a church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wilfred Pete Wassenberg. KNDY News, time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. A large shipment of new recliners just arrived. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in innerspring, hybrid, and memory foam styles so you can find your perfect comfort. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all, open 7 days a week.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, the main story is the dangerous heat all across the central parts of the plains. We have heat advisories as well as excessive heat warnings for the rest of the day over the next several days. We could see heat values as high as 110 to 112 degrees in some areas. So definitely take some extra precaution. Otherwise, because this upper level ridge, we're also going to see dry weather as well. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, high of 98, heat values as high as 105. Tonight, mostly clear, low is 77. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 101. We'll see heat values as high as 106. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 77. As into Friday, sunny skies, we'll see temperatures at 102. Friday night, clear with a low of 78. And Saturday, sunny, chance for some storms at 98 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 90, record high on this date, 110 in 1936. The average low, 69. The record low, 56 in 2009. Sunset this evening, 8:45. Sunrise in the morning at 6:13. We wound up with just short of 3/4 inch of rain yesterday. Showers reappeared by early morning and developed through mid-morning. Widely varying amounts of precipitation, but most received at least some shot of rain. Activity popping up on radar, a little less concentrated this hour. Activity moving through Nemahal County, broken scattered thunderstorms there pushing east. A very narrow line of activity pushing through Washington County will likely move across Washington here by 8 a.m. if it holds together, extending from just north of the state line south through the central part of Washington County. It's only about 5 miles wide, east-west. Cloudy, overcast, 78 degrees this morning. Winds out of the south at 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 19th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kershaw mesmerizes the White Sox. The Cubs keep winning. Harper hammers away in Anaheim, and Frazier heads to the Bronx. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Another dominant performance by Clayton Kershaw, who struck out 7 and lowered his ERA to 2.07 for his league-leading 15th victory.
There's so many different guys up and down the lineup. Our bullpen's been unbelievable. We got Alex Woods 11-0. We got a lot of guys doing a lot of great things.
The Dodgers have won 10 straight with a 1-0 victory over the White Sox, and the Cubs have won 5 in a row.
Deep to center. Way back, and it's gone! Little splashdown!
on WSCR, the defending champs beat the Braves 5-1. John Lackey earned his first win in a month after coming off the DL. Bryce Harper with a slight edge in this matchup over Mike Trout.
That's got a loud sound to it, out to left center. See you later, right over Mike Trout.
On WJFK, the Nationals beat the Angels 4-3. Chris Davis smacked two homers, including a grand slam, a career-high six RBIs, and Baltimore blew past Texas 12-1. A moonshot by Hanley Ramirez ends another marathon game in Boston.
There she goes! And yes, we can go home!
That's
Hanley,
what I'm talking about.
With a smash to win it in the 15th inning.
On WEEI, the Red Sox down the Jays 5-4, and Eduardo Nunez gave the Giants a walk-off win.
Ground ball into right field, base hit. And Tomlinson will come in to score. The Giants have won the game.
On KNBR, San Francisco snaps a three-game skid with a 2-1 win over the Indians in 10. In the Twin Cities, the Yankees bats break out and a trade for the Pinstripes.
Swung, there goes the deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Over the high wall, into the right field bleacher seats.
On WFAN, Aaron Judge breaks out of his slump. Yankees win 6-3 over the Twins, and the Yankees acquired infielder Todd Frazier and relievers David Robertson and Tommy Canley from the White Sox for relievers Tyler Clippard and three prospects. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
Top seed Sabetha hosting second seed Marysville as play continues in the Zone Baseball Tournament at Sabetha. Scheduled start 8 o'clock tonight.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, in case you missed it, Ag Groups, along with Ag Secretary Perdue, applauding the president's nomination of Steve Senske to be Deputy Ag Secretary. That nomination has been rumored for months, and the White House describes Senske as a Missourian. Since he's lived for many years in the suburbs of St. Louis, that's where the American Soybean Association is headquartered, and Senske has been their CEO for some 21 years. But since he actually grew up on a soybean, corn, and livestock farm in Minnesota, Secretary Perdue is hoping the Senate will quickly consider that nomination. The president last week also nominated Roston Benham to be a commissioner on the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. If he confirmed, he will fulfill a term that expires in June of 2021. World Brazil's Minister of Agriculture meeting with Ag Secretary Perdue today in an attempt to resume fresh beef exports to the U.S. USDA halted beef imports from Brazil late last month because of reoccurring concerns about the safety of the products. Brazil hopeful the U.S. will lift the ban, as the Brazilian government said the suspension was related to non-conformities due to reactions of vaccination against foot and mouth disease, and that can provoke some abscesses in meat. The Brazilian government has ordered all beef producers to follow certain cut procedures for beef that will help easily identify potential problems. The U.S. embargo among a series of challenges for Brazilian meat processors this year after investigations questioned the quality of the sanitary inspections that was released back in March, and that prompted dozens of countries to temporarily block shipments from the country. Now, since then, most of those countries have resumed Brazilian meat purchases, and many have reinforced their inspections. Well, be social with us by liking us on Facebook at AgView.net. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by Kloss Equipment and the Kansas Commission. The United States Department of Agriculture says the winter wheat harvest is 75% complete. States in the northern plains and the far northwest still have a bit of work to do, but Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas are finished. And in Texas, as was the case in Kansas and Oklahoma, there were parts of the state that fared much better with wheat harvest than other parts of the state.
Yes, definitely. I think as far as yield, protein, test weight up here in the panhandle, and I think a lot of that had to do with although we did get some late hail and some rain, it didn't do quite as much damage as they saw, for instance, in the Wichita Falls area, where they lost 15 to 20% of their yields down there. So I would say that just overall, the panhandle had the most successful. We saw some protein levels around 11.7% on average, which is really good compared to the rest of the state, which stayed around 11% on average. Of course, this is all variable. We had farmers with 14% protein and farmers with 8% protein. Sure. It really just depends. As far as yields go, the Panhandle saw some really good yields. Of course, once again, we saw some really bad yields as well. We had farmers getting 15 bushels per acre and then farmers getting 70 bushels per acre. Now, on average, we're talking probably around 40 to 45 bushels per acre.
Darb Sullivan with Texas Wheat. Final word on Texas Wheat Harvest. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas, prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Put it on the place else. I've got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with you, Roger?
You know, if I call and need to get in, they'll usually get me right in and get right on whatever it is, get it fixed.
Roger, how'd you hear about MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge?
A friend of mine referred me to him here several years ago, and I've been coming ever since.
MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge, Kansas.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It's agriculture, of course. Oh, a lot of wheat farmers are keeping an eye on wheat prices, wondering if they're going to make a run. An analyst will give us his opinion after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
The price of wheat has taken a little bit of a run recently. Jim McCormick is with Allendale Incorporated out of McHenry, Illinois, an analyst there. And he says, don't get too excited about it. It may get up in double digits, but he doesn't think it's going to stay there very long.
Well, that's it. What'll happen is we're going to get a move up. And exit, it may get $8, it may hit $10. But if you look historically, when it gets there, it's there for maybe an hour or two, and then it collapses on itself. The one thing about the spring wheat we're finding interesting is we've had several customers that are telling us, hey, you know, this year's crop's really kind of disappointing, but I have last year's crop. We have a couple customers that have 2 years of wheat sitting in their storage. They've been waiting for this payday, and now they're you know, we're encouraging them, hey, you've been waiting for it. It worked out. Take advantage of it and move it. So, yes, there is wheat in the world. You know, we've got a decent soft red wheat coming out in the Midwest. The hard red wheat out of Kansas has been a decent crop. So there is not a shortage of wheat. The protein has been the big discussion point, not there. If you are a producer and you have good protein, you're in the driver's seat right now because it's definitely a shortage of the protein content right now.
Of course, farmers would like to empty their grain bins at the highest possible price. The trick is, when is that time? Is that a conversation you have with your clients?
I have that a lot, especially nowadays. I mean, the last couple of years, plain and simple, the balance sheets have been very tight. The economic situation has been very tight for the producers. We needed something to get this market excited, to get producers profitable. The wheat's now making a nice run, and it's getting to people in some pretty profitable levels. And hopefully that'll pull this corn market up toward that 420 to 440 level. But we're encouraging guys, hey, you know, look where you were just a few months back. Look where we were last fall, going into August. We had corn trading below $3 in the cash market. So we're telling guys, when you have that opportunity to book profits, take some of that money and, take it off the table and book it.
That recent USDA report on plantings and stocks seems to have perked up producers quite a bit.
The producers excited, finally. I mean, we were really kind of in the doldrums. The corn market, for the most part, has been stuck in about a 6-month range, just about a 15-20 cent range. And you know, when the market kind of shook off a bearish report and rallied, it kind of is getting people's attention, and we're getting levels. Like I said, we've hit the $4 level. That kind of broke some corn free. I'm thinking, you know, 409 will break some more free, and I have a lot of producers that if we get up toward that 420, 440 zone, they are definitely, we're encouraging them to, buy puts or sell futures or get some of it marketed in the cash market.
Jim McCormick, an analyst with Allendale Incorporated out of McHenry, Illinois. Back after this.
The annual Washington County Fair is underway Tuesday, continuing through Saturday. Highlight events include the Hometown Carnival both Friday and Saturday nights, including the 9-hole miniature golf course. On Friday and Saturday evenings, parades begin at 6:30. This year's theme, from pioneer days to modern ways. Following the parade Friday, it's a pedal pull, team mugging, and the RCA cars. On Saturday following the parade, it's the Ranch Rodeo and Tim Strothman and the Blacktop Road Band. All at the Washington County Fair.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, 78 degrees south, winds pushing in this morning. And we have a few areas of thunderstorm activity, might bring some intermittent scattered showers. Parts of our listening area pushing now through Nemaha into Brown County. A very narrow line of activity east to west, jumping into Washington, passing through central Washington County at this hour.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Nicholas Castellanos homered twice and drove in five runs. Detroit scored five times in the second inning, and the Tigers cruised from there to a 9-3 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. After trading slugger J.D. Martinez to Arizona for a package of prospects before the game, the Tigers proved they didn't need him in the lineup, at least for one night, to win their fourth straight game. Castellanos also tripled to finish a double shy of the cycle. Victor Martinez drove in a pair of runs, and the Tigers, who'd been selling ahead of the July 31st trade deadline, still managed to give fill-in starter Matt Boyd plenty of support in his return from the minors. Boyd allowed three runs and seven hits over six innings, striking out three and walking one. It was his first big league win since April 16th, a skid that included four losses and four no decisions. Mid-American Network Sports.
K-State football single game tickets are on sale now at kstatesports.com. Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder and the Wildcats host seven games this fall in America's number one college town, including matchups with Oklahoma, TCU, and West Virginia. Tickets to the home opener on September 2nd start at less than $25 with a Wildcat four-pack. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to reserve your seat today. K-State football, seven straight bowl games and 33 straight sellouts. This is who we are.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
The Kansas State Wildcats football team got its opportunity to step into the limelight yesterday on day two.